Let me begin by thanking Tim Siegel and Eric Wayne Barnes and the choir for their help with this service. Usually I have the lion's share. Eric does the mop-up. But every now and then we switch roles just to keep each other honest. Of honesty, I like Shakespeare said, "No man that hath no music in himself, nor is not moved with concord of sweet sounds, the man that hath no music in himself, nor is not moved with concords of sweet sounds, is fit for treasons, stratagems, and spoils. The motions of his spirit are dull as night, and his affections dark as Erebus. Let no such man be trusted." That is Shakespeare from The Merchant of Venice. So Eric told me, well, give me some notes on music and religion. For me, music and religion have always been linked because we had such beautiful music at the church of my youth, which was Unitarian Church in Cleveland, in Shaker Heights. And Robert Shaw, I know I've mentioned this, was the director of music. And the choir were all members of the Robert Shaw Chorale. And so it was just absolutely fabulous. And, it was professional performance every week. And, of course, the place was packed. But that's in store for you soon. My mom knew all the well-known choral pieces and would sing along with the radio. She also liked, I've mentioned, torch songs, but she just loved beautiful music. My dad liked show tunes and dance numbers. He was more like Eric. And they both liked to dance, and they both loved music. There was music in our home. Now, in surveys of UU preferences in worship, almost invariably, the sermon comes in first, followed closely by music. So when people write, what they like about the service, responsive reading comes in last. And usually, we're sermon-centered tradition, like all Protestants. And the music, though, is right up there. Right up there. In preferences, again and again. And here at UU, at ESUC, it's been a part of congregational life since very early, the mid-50s. Regarding the relationship of music to religion, I did a little research and came across this fellow, Thomas Gale, who wrote extensively about it. Music and religions are closely linked in relationships as complex, diverse, and difficult to define as either term in and of itself. Religion, what's religion? When did it start? Well, we don't really know. What's music? When did it start? Well, they're a lot the same. Religious texts, though, keep in mind, have been sung, not written, throughout most of human history. And religious behavior is found in musical expression in almost every religious tradition. Navajo priests are actually singers, and they sing you to health. And the services among the Navajos are all music. The primary carriers of the Sinhala traditional religion, that's the religion of Sri Lanka, are drummers and dancers. And the shamans of North Central Asia use music as their principal medium of contact with the spirit world. Through the centuries, priests, monks, and other specialists have sung Christian masses, Buddhist pujas, Islamic calls to prayer, Hindu sacrifices, and other organized ceremonies across the religious spectrum. The forms of religious music are as diverse and culture-specific as the religious traditions in which they are found, though there is some intermixing. Intercultural religious musical traditions include Jewish, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, West African, Latin American chanting and praise music, and they're getting more kind of mixed over time. There's a lot of diversity in religious music. Just consider Christian music, which runs the gamut from Gregorian chants, plain song, Protestant hymns, Bach oratorios, Russian, with resonant basses, Russian Orthodox choir, the ornate melodies of Greek Orthodox chant, African American spirituals, and the percussion accompanied dances of Ethiopian Coptic worship. More. That's just Christian, and it's huge. Religious traditions often stress a distinction between vocal and instrumental music. And it's worth noting, don't let it run to your head, that frequently they assign a higher value to choral music. In some traditions, like the Mennonite churches, Theravada Buddhist monasteries, vocal music is always a cappella. The close relationship of music and religion suggests, as some myths and legends claim, a common simultaneous origin. Perhaps, as Hindus believed, music originated in a primordial divine power, the Nada Brahman, God as sound. Or, in the efforts and discoveries of such human originators as Jubal and his father Lamech, briefly mentioned in Jewish and Islamic traditions, Genesis 4:21, or, thanks to Fuxi and Hongdi, the Chinese legend, the discoverers of music and its mathematical cosmological basis. Who knows? Whatever its origins, we here at East Shore Church celebrate its power to heal and transform, to open us up to deepest emotions, and, of all, to bring us great joy, for which we are thankful. May these blessings continue. Hallelujah.